There have been a number of developments today in the case of Terry Schiavo, whose feeding tube was removed last Friday. In Atlanta, a federal court has handed victories to her husband, Michael Schiavo, who says his wife would have wanted to die. But in Tallahassee, Florida Governor Jeb Bush has given hope to Terry Schiavo's parents, who say their brain-damaged daughter would have wanted to live. NPR's Ari Shapiro is following all of this from Pinellas County, Florida, where Terry Schiavo is under hospice care. And Ari, let's begin with the court rulings. What happened today?
The first court ruling came down very early this morning. It was from a three-judge panel of the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta, and they decided not to intervene to have the feeding tube reinserted. Now, by midday, the lawyers for Terry Schiavo's parents, who wished to have the tube reinserted, had requested a hearing by the entire circuit court, all 12 of the judges. And later this afternoon, the judges in a 10-2 ruling said that they would not have the tube reinserted. By that point, three different levels of federal judiciary had all decided not to reinsert the tube. The parents do have one remaining judicial appeal, which is to the U.S. Supreme Court. And they say they will make that appeal, but they've tried to get the Supreme Court to take this case before, and the Supreme Court has always declined. So their chances at this point in the judiciary do not look very good.
Well, let's move on to developments outside of the courts, and most of all, today's announcement by Florida Governor Jeb Bush.
That's right. That was by far the most dramatic development today outside from the court rulings. Governor Jeb Bush had a news conference in which he said a neurologist for an adult protective team in the Department of Children and Families had looked at Terry Schiavo's medical records, he'd examined videotapes, and concluded that she may have been misdiagnosed. This doctor said it's more likely that Schiavo is in a state of minimal consciousness and not a persistent vegetative state. Now, it's important to note that the doctor spent less than an hour at Schiavo's bedside. He did not perform an in-person medical examination. The video that the doctor used for his inspection was of Terry Schiavo interacting with a Dr. William Hamelsfar. And Dr. Hamelsfar has been the main doctor testifying on behalf of the parents. And it's worth noting that his methods have been widely dismissed by the mainstream medical community, and the courts that have heard his testimony have generally not found it to be persuasive. Nevertheless, Governor Bush said, if there is any uncertainty as to Terry Schiavo's diagnosis, we should err on the side of protecting her.
Well, why was this doctor diagnosing her 15 years after she first suffered brain damage?
Governor Bush said that it was because the Department of Children and Families received recent credible allegations of abuse and neglect at the hospice. And this is not the first time that allegations like this have come up. In the last few months, the Department of Children and Families has made several filings asking Judge George Greer, who's heard many of the appeals in this case, to extend the stay on having the feeding tube removed while DCF set up an inspection of these allegations of abuse and neglect. And the judge has again and again found that the new evidence offered by DCF was unconvincing. It was not sufficient to extend the stay. So the judge is once again hearing an appeal from DCF asking him to act to allow them to take Terry Schiavo into custody and investigate these allegations.
Well, let's say the allegations are investigated. What could actually come of this announcement?
It's not clear. At the news conference, Governor Bush was asked whether his authority includes the ability to take physical custody of Terry Schiavo. And the lawyer for the governor's office said, yes, under a bill that provides emergency protective services for adults, DCF could take her into custody. And Judge George Greer, who I mentioned earlier, was clearly worried that the agency would act before he'd had a chance to rule. So this afternoon, he issued an emergency order prohibiting DCF from taking any action to reinsert Terry Schiavo's feeding tube until he'd had a chance to issue a ruling.
Okay, one last front of activity elsewhere, and that is the legislature in Florida.
That's right. The legislature this afternoon defeated once again a bill that would have made it a crime to remove a feeding tube from anyone in a persistent vegetative state. That was a bill that Governor Jeb Bush had been urging the legislature to pass. But it's worth noting that even if the legislature had passed this bill, if Terry Schiavo is not in a persistent vegetative state, as Governor Bush now alleges, the bill that was created to save Terry Schiavo may not have even applied to her.
Thank you, Ari.
You're welcome, Robert.
NPR's Ari Shapiro in Pinellas County, Florida.